Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. Today's podcast is brought to you by Rommel Ellington's Convenient Car Care on West Gum Street in Marion, Kentucky. We have a special guest with us today from WKDZ, and Kate is Scott Brown. He's the man about town when it comes to Trigg County sports. Scott, appreciate you being on the show. Tell us a little bit about Trigg County. This week they step up to number 10 in the Class 3A rankings.
Thank you very much, Chris. First year that Trigg County has been in Class 3A, and they're off to a pretty good start. Win over a Russellville team that isn't quite as good as they've been in the past, but a very good effort. And then a shutout win over a Dodge County team that's gotten a lot better since last year. And in both cases, they really got it done in the second half. They haven't given up a touchdown after the first quarter in both games.
But tell us, from what I understand, Trigg has got they're pretty big up front, got some speed in the backfield. What makes them go?
I think this year they've got a little more speed than they've had in recent years. When they were throwing the football all over the field, when Curtis Hickens was here about 10 years ago, there was a lot of speed at the skill positions. In the last, 2 to 5 years, I'd say that Trigg has been bigger in the backfield and bigger at the skill positions and not as fast. And it helped them against some teams, and against others it didn't. And I think this year, back to being fast again. And that's the one thing about them. There's not just one player to focus on. They've got about six kids with pretty good speed that catch that football and make something happen.
Hakeem Tyler, I think, is probably one of the catalysts on offense.
I don't. I know he's a member of one of the relay teams for Trigg County. And last week, Todd County, their intent was to take Hakeem out of the game, which for the most part they did. He only had 29 yards on 7 carries and had a catch, but it opened it up for everybody else, and that's what we were talking about, a little more depth this year at the skill positions.
Now, I understand they run a couple of different quarterbacks. Luke McKenzie is the normal quarterback, but maybe they bring in a bigger guy, Hunter Allen, on some short yardage type stuff?
They can. They have packages for both. McKenzie's a sophomore, and he's primarily been the quarterback, if you will. Last week, threw for 254 yards and a touchdown. Did a good job of managing the game in the win over Russellville. McKenzie left in the Russellville game with cramps in the second half. Hunter Allen came in, a senior who knows the schemes and knows the offense, and he kind of lines up in the backfield and takes some snaps and can play a little bit of fullback as well. So he's kind of multifaceted on offense when he does get in there.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're primarily a spread offense, much like Crittenden does. Crittenden runs a lot of the spread, has for several years. Is there a go-to guy that they look for passing the ball?
Well, last week, Maurice Powell, a sophomore, had a big night. Caught a touchdown at 4 catches for 165 yards. But in the first week against Russellville, they had 7 different kids catch a pass. David Weiss caught 4 catches, or 4 passes. Keith Tyler caught 3 passes against Russellville. Weiss caught a touchdown last week. So there's not really that one go-to guy. And again, it's that depth of the skill positions that they just haven't had in a while.
Of course, I think, if there's ever anything that really gets to Crittenden, gets under their crawl, it's somebody with a lot of speed like that. You know, generally we can contain one guy, maybe two, but I think over the years, whenever we play a team that's got all that kind of team speed overall, it's generally a problem. And what are they thinking about in Trigg County? What do they see as Crittenden? What kind of opponent they expect the Rockets to be this year? You have any indication of that?
Well, I know they were interested in the score last week over Hopkins Central. I know Hopkins Central's rebuilding, but still to go out and take care of business the way that he did. It's been a while since Trigg's played Crittenden County. The last time was 2000. So it's not a case of being familiar with really what the coaches do, because I know Coach Starnes has changed a lot in the last 10 years. They don't know really anything about the personnel. They're obviously big up front. Probably going to be one of the better offensive lines that Trigg County sees this year. And that's something I know that has their attention And also, really, their ability to spread the field and run not only with the quarterback and in the backfield, but get some of those receivers open as well. Russellville had a little bit of success throwing the football at key times, not throughout, but if they needed a 14-yard, if it's third 14, they seemed to find a way to get a 15-yard catch, and that's something Trigg did a much better job of against Todd County.
Like you say, Crittenden and Trigg haven't played in about a dozen years almost. But in the 90s, they had some really good battles. I mean, they went to war a few games. I remember a lot of really close football games. And I think this one's going to be two.
I do, too. I'm glad to see Crittenden and Trigg back playing. The series goes back to 1957. They played every year from 1957 to 1982. And then Trigg moved up to double A in class in the mid 80s and then dropped back to single A in the late 80s. And then in the 90s, they were in the same district. And, 1991, Chad Perryman catches a touchdown pass inside the game's final minute, and Crittenden comes back and wins. The following year, it was 3-0. A field goal was the only points of the game in Cadiz. Trigg really stole one in 97 when they went to Marion and won 20-17 in overtime. And in 1999, that was Curtis Higgins' first year at Trigg County. Crittenden shut Trigg County out 21-0. Trigg wouldn't be shut out again until just a couple of years ago, almost a dozen years. So they have played some good games. They've been close games. They've been hard-hitting games also, and I don't expect Friday night to be any different.
Obviously, you're a man who knows his trivia and sports trivia, local sports trivia, and I'll give you this little bit. From 1967 to 1982, Trigg beat Crittenden 15 straight times, so I'm sure you're well aware of that. I guess down in Cadiz, they're looking to start another streak like that this week.
Well, it is interesting. That game we talked about with Perryman catching the touchdown broke that streak. They just ran a simple wheel play. I'll never forget it. Ran a wheel play. He came out of the backfield and made a catch and went for the long touchdown. In that one, that night, I think Crittenden threw 6 interceptions in that game and yet still found a way to win the game that night. But you're right, 15 straight wins. Trigg leads the all-time series 26-9, and there's one tie thrown in there. Trigg's beaten Crittenden County more than anybody else. So to the people sitting in the stands who may have played on some of those teams in the 70s and in the 80s, they are very familiar with the rivalry and the series with Crittenden County.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see them back on the field once again. One last question. Ranked number 10th this week in the Class 3A Associated Press poll. And is that a true picture of what Trigg has? Are they better? Are they surprised or that high?
I think it's really a little high. I don't know that they're top 10 yet. Last year, I would say yes, because last year 3A was very thin. And in Class 3A, you've had Bell County drop down from Class 4A. You've had Fort Campbell and Trigg move up from 2A. So Class 3A is really taking on a different look statewide this year. It's a deeper class than it has been. I don't know if they're a top 10 team, but I think if they can get a win this week, that might solidify that. There's several good teams around the state. Garrett County comes to mind. They played Danville real close last week. They snuck into the top 10 in some polls. And I think Trigg is kind of on that fringe of, kind of close and with a good streak. But if they win against Crittenden and find a way to beat Caldwell County in 2 weeks, then yes, I would say definitely Trigg County is a top 10 team in 3A.
We'll be glad to get a look at you. I tell you, we saw Caldwell up here in the Warrior Bowl last weekend against Union County, and they got a couple of freshmen. They're the real deal, and they're going to get better and better as the season goes on, as they mature.
And that's going to be the key. When they're facing some adversity and those freshmen go into the fourth quarter down a touchdown, how are they going to respond? And how are they going to respond when coaches figure out how to take away what those freshmen do? And Coach Barnes is an excellent coach, and I'm sure he has game plans for that. But I think that's when you're going to see how good Caldwell is and how they can recover from that. But It's going to be interesting in our area, to say the least, as far as football goes this year.
Yes. All right. Scott Brown of WKDZ and Cadiz. We'll see you Friday night down at the Toyota Bowl.